Welcome to Balanced Wellness. I am your host, Kaylee Aldridge. If you are looking to create balance in your life, you are in the right spot. I know how stressful and overwhelming life can be, so I will be here each week to inspire, educate, and empower you to create a blissfully balanced lifestyle that includes four parts of self: mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional. I'm so eager to guide you on your wellness journey. Thank you so much for being here. Let's dive in. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. One of the questions that I get asked a lot, especially now that it's summertime, is how do I properly store my fruits and vegetables, right? We're at farmers markets more and the garden vegetables are coming in, all the fun stuff, everything's more in season right now. And a lot of people are like, well, I don't know if I store it right, or how come my bananas get so brown so quickly, right? So we're gonna dive in today. I'm going to share with you different ways or different fruits and vegetables and how you should store them properly so that they do not go bad on you really, really fast. Because I know some people, they put all their produce in the refrigerator, and that's not exactly the way you should do it. Or some people put all their produce out on the countertop, and that's also not accurate. So I'm going to go through just the common fruits and vegetables and then just give you guys a little bit of a breakdown on how to store it, washing it, all that fun stuff. So let's start with apples. I feel like there's apples galore. Everybody eats apples, right? So apples should be stored on the countertop and out of direct sunlight, and make sure they're uncovered. So you definitely don't want to like keep the gas or because all fruits and vegetables, if you didn't know, they actually release gases. That's how they ripen. And so you definitely don't want to cover them, and you don't want to put them in the refrigerator. So apples really can be kept out on the countertop for like 3 or 4 weeks if they're good, like when you first buy them, right? So they can be on the countertop or like in a fruit bowl, a fruit basket, whatever. They can definitely be on the countertop. Now, if you feel like they're starting to get like soft, or if you feel like they're starting to maybe brown, which really doesn't happen a whole lot, you know, you can put them in the fridge, but I've never put my apples in the fridge, I don't think ever. So keeping them on the counter is best. And then also, if you guys did not know this about apples, so you should store apples by themselves. They should not be stored or next to any other fruit or vegetable when they're in a basket or a fruit bowl. And the reason for that is that they contain ethylene, I can never pronounce that word, ethylene gas. So they contain ethylene gas that naturally gets released from the apples, and it ripens the other produce around it quicker than what it would normally ripen at its own rate. So apples should be stored by themselves in their own basket or bowl or whatever. So I personally have these amazing cute little baskets, like produce baskets that I had built into my kitchen design, and my apples get their own little place in the bottom drawer. So I will sometimes put like one apple in my fruit bowl just because I know like we're going to be eating it later, or my kids can see it really quickly. But other than that, my apples go in the basket by themselves in a single layer. So try not to like mound them up on top of them of each other. Try to just lay them flat. So apples for you. Okay. Asparagus. Some of you might not know this about asparagus, but, whole asparagus, right? The whole stem, the whole thing, should actually be stored in the refrigerator in water. So asparagus is just kind of like a flower that it needs to be stored in the water to help with like the root system and to help with like the stalk. So if you ever buy asparagus, don't keep it in the plastic. Don't just throw it in the storage container. What you actually want to do is rinse it really good, right? And get any bugs or anything off of it. And then go ahead and cut off like the bottom, like probably fourth an inch, kind of like that white barky stuff. Cut that off with a knife really quick, and then put it in like a tall cup or a vase with fresh water. So you want to make sure that it's like purified water or you know, clean water. You don't want to use like sink water. If it's got, you know, if like, if you don't drink your sink water, then don't put it in that cup. Like use good clean water, and then put your asparagus in that cup of water until you're ready to cook it. And so just make sure that you're not shoving it in there either. Like it shouldn't be shoved in there where it's like going to get bunched together. And so you might have to find, you know, a very specific cup to put your asparagus in. But I find that a normal like drinking glass, well, I wouldn't say it's normal. It's like a wide mouth drinking glass is best, but even like a mason jar works really, really good. Like a tall, wide mouth mason jar is great for storing asparagus. And I just put it in, we have like a double door refrigerator. So I put it like in the door, like where I would put like the milk. So you might have to move around your shelving a little bit. But if you're just going to eat it the next day, you can put it in the cup of water and just put it on your countertop. But if it's going to be like a couple days, then I would put it in the refrigerator. So, okay. Avocados. Avocados, when they are not ripe yet. So an avocado, when you buy it, well, you can buy it however, but when it's ready to eat, it should be soft, kind of like a football, maybe, like it should have a little bit of give to it. That's how you know it's ripe and it's ready to eat. It also will turn like, you know, when you buy it and it's not ripe, it'll be like a brighter green color. But when it's ripe, it'll be like a more of like a brown green color, right? And it'll be softer. So that's when you know it's ready to eat. So when to ripen it, then store it in on the countertop, sorry. And then when it gets to the point that it's really ripe and it's really getting soft and it has more give to it, then you can put it in the refrigerator. But you don't want to put it in the refrigerator right away. And then also avocados can ripen really, really fast. So you might check it one day and be like, eh, it's got a few more days. But then you check it a few days later and you're like, oh my gosh, it's like mush. Avocados can ripen crazy, crazy fast. So you want to make sure to check your avocados like every day so that they don't get too ripe on you. Because once avocados, I don't know about you, but I hate an overly ripe avocado when it's like getting brown and mushy on the inside. Like it grosses me out. So you don't want that to happen. So definitely make sure that you check them often and then store them in the refrigerator when they're really ripe. But you can store them on the countertop is where they need to go, right whenever you get home from the store, if they're not ready to eat right away. And they also do need to be stored away from other fruits and vegetables. So they, again, like apples will release that gas. So you want to store them by themselves. In, you know, like a separate bowl or a separate basket or just away from other fruits and vegetables. So, bananas definitely need to be in a fruit bowl, stored, you know, in on a basket on the countertop. They do not go in the refrigerator. At all. And so they need to ripen by themselves. Just keep them out of direct sunlight. The heat of the sun can actually ripen them quicker. So definitely make sure bananas stay on the countertop by themselves. So they will release that ethylene gas and ripen quicker if you have them around something. Now, if you understand this, like how to separate them, one thing I will do is sometimes I will take, like, if I have like two like more green bananas and I have two really ripe unripe avocados that I want riper quicker, like both of them, I will put them next to each other. So I like rip off two of the bananas and put them in the same like fruit bowl or basket and put them next to each other so that they both ripen quicker. But you don't want to do that all the time. So just let you know, they will like release that gas and ripen each other really quickly. So sometimes I'll put the avocado and the bananas together on purpose to let them ripen faster. And then I'll put the avocados in the refrigerator. And then whenever you do eat the avocados, sorry, backing up for a second, keeping the pit in the avocado will also, so once you eat the, you know, cut an avocado and if you only eat half of it, keeping the pit in the other half. So when you slice it like lengthwise, eating the side that does not have the pit in it first, and then keeping the pit in the other side of the avocado, that will help it to also not get like brown in that little area, the pit area, when it's in the refrigerator. So, but when you do store it in the refrigerator, if you eat half of it, make sure you put it in an airtight container. So berries, so anything, blueberries, blackberries, strawberries, raspberries, any berry, you wanna make sure to not wash any berries until you're ready to eat them, which can be really annoying. But it's very true. So berries love moisture, and any moisture in a berry is going to mold them quicker. So that's why you don't want to wash them until right before you're ready to eat them. And another thing you want to do with berries is right when you get them home from the store, I take like a towel. I have like my produce washing towel, and I take my berries and I dump them out right away. And I take out the molded ones or the mushy ones. So you know how like a bad apple in the bunch will like rot them all. It's the same for berries. So if you have one molded or one really mushy, nasty blueberry or strawberry, all of the strawberries or the berry, whatever it is gonna, the whole bunch of them is going to mold or get gross really, really quickly, because that mold and that moisture and that bad parts of the strawberries, that is going to release quicker throughout the bunch of them, and it's going to mold them faster, and it's going to break them down faster. So you're going to have rotten berries really quickly if you don't remove the rotten ones and the molded ones out of the portion of them. So when you get them home, take out the bad ones, and then just remember that mold travels fast. So don't wash them. You want to go ahead and just store them either back in like, in their little clear plastic thing that they come into. You can store them in a mason jar, but they need to be in an airtight container. And sometimes even I will still store them in an airtight container with like a folded paper towel, just to help absorb any of that extra moisture. So, but yeah, they can be on the shelf or in the refrigerator. It kind of just depends. And so I personally, if I know I'm going to eat them right away, I will put them on my countertop. But basically, I mean, that really is only for like raspberries, but I don't know why, I'm weird. I don't like cold raspberries, but I'm sorry, they should all go in the refrigerator. I think I was getting ahead of myself. All berries go in the refrigerator, paper towel to absorb the extra moisture. They should not be washed until you're ready to eat them. And storing them in mason jars is a really, really great thing to do for berries. They stay really fresh a lot longer. Carrots is just like berries. Definitely remove any bad ones out of the bunch before. I always wash my carrots whenever I eat them. I personally, though, I eat whole unpeeled carrots. Like, I don't buy the baby carrots unless like I'm making up a veggie tray to take somewhere and I just want to dump them on the tray. But they will stay good for a really long period of time. And fresh carrots, like whole carrots, are totally worth buying. So if you've never bought them before, I highly encourage you to buy them because they're amazing. And you can totally tell a difference of a fresh real carrot than a baby carrot. And once you eat whole real carrots, and then you go buy baby carrots and eat them, like the next time you're like, oh my gosh, why have I been eating this for so long? So I encourage you to go buy whole real carrots. And then I put mine in like a veggie, like storage container with like a paper towel on the bottom, and make sure it's airtight. Cherries. I know cherries are so popular in the summertime. Those, again, you want to store in the refrigerator. Leaving them out on the counter, they're going to spoil really quickly. They're going to rot. They'll get molded spots and like soft spots on them. So put them in the refrigerator right when you get home. And then those are the same way as berries. You want to rinse them and wash them right before you eat them. Citrus fruits like oranges, grapefruit, lemons, limes, all that type of stuff, that should all be stored on the countertop at room temperature is how you want to store them until they get at their peak, like until they get ripe. Then you can put them in the refrigerator to help them like last a little bit longer. But you really, really want to store citrus at room temperature, and then, you know, later put them to the fridge if you need to. But citrus lasts for a long time, so you can store citrus for like almost 2 weeks on your countertop. Like, they're not going to go bad very quickly. So, okay. Cucumbers are ones that you want to wash right whenever you get home from the store, and you want to dry off any excess water. You do not want to store cucumbers when they still have moisture on them. So if you wash them and you put them on your towel for like 5 minutes, and then you don't want to pop them in the refrigerator right away with any wet, you know, any water still on them. You want to dry them off completely, and then even put a paper towel like in the bottom of your fruit storage container to help it continue to absorb that extra moisture, because cucumbers will mold very, very quickly. So you want to help lock in that moisture by that paper towel and then airtight container. Garlic should be stored away from anything else in a cool, dry place, out of sunlight. So that should be on the countertop. Same with ginger. And then grapes. Let's talk about grapes, because those are a popular one. Grapes should be washed right when you get home from the store and padded dry, and then stored in a well-ventilated container. So I still put a paper towel at the bottom of my grape container. But grapes are like cherries. They're going to mold really quickly on the countertop. And they're also like berries, where if there's one bad grape in the bunch, it's going to spread really quickly. So go through your grapes, make sure you pick out any ones with mold on them, or if they're really, really bruised and like super mushy, make sure you grab those off of there and throw those away right when you get home. Wash them up really good, dry them really, really good, pat them dry, and kind of roll them around in a towel if you need to, and then put them in the refrigerator. Okay. What other ones do we want to talk about really quickly? Onions and potatoes. I think that's a popular one. We should talk about that really quick. So onions and potatoes should be in a cool, dry place. You can in like a fruit basket or a vegetable basket, whatever. But you could also just put those in your pantry. Fruits or potatoes and onions store really nicely in your pantry because they want a cool, dry, no sunlight type of place. So yeah. Potatoes, onions, they like cool, they like dry. They do not want to be in the refrigerator. You don't want to put them in any coldness. They want to be on their own in a cool, dry place. And peaches, let's talk about peaches. Peaches that are not ripe yet, you definitely want to store them on the countertop in a single layer. So they shouldn't be like stacked on top of each other, because if they're stacked on top of each other, as they ripen, if they're like the pressure from another peach is on them, that's going to cause like a bruise or a soft spot. So you want to do a single layer. And when they're really, really nice and ripe, then you can put them in the refrigerator if you haven't ate them by then. I love peaches, so it's hard for me to even have to put them in the refrigerator because I eat them so quickly. But eat ripe peaches right away. And as soon as they store, or as soon as they turn, but if not, then go ahead and pop them in the refrigerator. But they do like cool environments. So make sure that, you know, if you're storing them somewhere, you don't have them in a fruit bowl, like where they're getting direct sunlight. Yeah. Okay. I think we covered a good chunk of produce. if you guys ever have questions, please reach out and ask. You can always Google it really quickly too. And just kind of see, you know, should I store this way or that way, but just remember to not store certain ones together. And then just remember to always pull out the bad produce before you put it away. And, I think that's my biggest tip. Always pull out the bad produce before you store it. And then just make sure that you store it the right way, I think is my biggest thing with produce. Because some things cannot go on the countertop. Some things cannot go in the refrigerator right away. And you definitely produce is expensive. So you definitely want to be sure that you're storing it the right way, so that you can eat it all and get your money's worth, because it's not cheap these days. So, okay. I hope that was helpful for you guys. Talk to you later. Hey there, real quick before you go, I would love for you to join me over in my private Facebook group called Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. If you would love to just see a little bit more of my content, stay up to date with any events that I have going on, both online and in person, that is an amazing way to stay up to date, and plus just to get to know me a little bit better as well. So the link for that is down in the show notes, but it's Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. One last thing too, I would love for you to rate, review, and share the podcast. We are in the top 5% of podcasts globally, but of course I'm always looking to grow my audience and then also just spread the word a little bit more about what we love to talk about here on the podcast. So it's totally free. You can rate it, review it, and share it, and I would greatly appreciate it. So thank you again for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.